Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Night. Night is yours alone. Of this life to hold on. Misery Monday, baby. The real deal. I tell you who's really going through it right now, having a tough day.
Who that?
Jeff. I don't know why he's shocked that how long have those sandwiches been sitting there in the kitchen? I find it hard to believe there was a tray of deli sandwiches from this morning, right? Like, somebody bringing in a tray.
Stop being so damn greedy. Wouldn't have those problems.
Although, White Brian ate one, too. How you feeling, Dub B?
I feel fine, and my stomach's normally not great, so I don't know.
You are a glizzy goblin. How many glizzies you put down that day? 15 or something?
13. AMAC helped me with two.
Right, and if White Brian can handle 13 glizzies and be okay, who knows what's up with Jeff?
You know, Jeff makes excuses as why he got to go do stuff.
Well, old sandwiches might do it.
I think the sandwich might have had nothing to do with it. When you're full of stuff, you got to get rid of it once in a while. That's all it is.
I got this tweet from Nelson Jordan. Blame pie, D-line, 20%. Pain alone, 15%. Linebackers, 20%, specifically Frankie Louvu. 20% secondary, out of position, not communicating. 25% the talent evaluators and the coaches on defense. We need to rebuild this defense from the studs up, besides Mikey, Kinlaw, and Amos. Let's go to these phones. Right. People are pissed, and they're not wrong. Mike is in Ashburn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How you doing, bud?
I was driving down Loudoun County Parkway. You guys know where Filigree Court is?
I know.
Loudoun County Parkway?
Yeah. You know where Filigree Court, that's right at the entrance to Commander's Park. Well, the bubble is deflated.
That's probably just a maintenance thing, though.
Yeah, maintenance thing, probably.
Because they're going to Spain for
the
week.
Well, I'm being humorous.
Oh, okay.
I think Dan Quinn yesterday in his press conference would have gotten a lot more respect if he said, players we have aren't good enough. And that's it. He needs to say that. Because that's what the truth is. They're just not good enough.
See, I hear people saying stuff like that all the time. You're not going to go to your job tomorrow and say that your business is horrible because they'll be pointing the finger at your boss and then you're going to get fired, right? So you're not going
to
say that.
Well, maybe he needs to make the players think maybe they need to play better or they're going to get fired, like all the rest of us if we don't do our job.
Yeah, but see, you got to stop trying to compare yourself to the players because players players are played
to
play.
He might blow the locker room. He's afraid of blowing the locker room up.
Can I tell you something, Mike? DQ's reputation is perhaps loyal to a fault, but loyal, and he is not a guy that throws people under the bus. So if you see that, if you see DQ come out and start roasting people, I think that is a sign of way significant problems. Yeah. So, like, I hear you.
I think Lombardi said it. I think Jimmy Johnson said it. I think most coaches, maybe Joe Gibbs didn't, but the players aren't getting the message. I mean, and yesterday, I mean, I turned it off at halftime. The game was over. And that's been that way for the last three or four games. The game's over at halftime.
I mean, the only one, Kansas City, they were tied at halftime. But you're right. The other ones have been over in this four-game stretch.
And I'm wondering who they're going to beat. But, see, I also tell people last year, the last six games, they won the very last play of the game. All those teams they played had us beat. And if they would have split those games last year, they would have been 9-8. And that's wishful thinking right now. But that's more what they are, because the two previous seasons before Dan Quinn got here, they were 4-13. And everybody going into this year thinking 12-5, and that's just not reality. And of course, you guys have said that for the last half of the season. So, but I'm hoping for 8-8.
8-8. I mean,
that's gonna be hard.
That would be what, five of the last six games or seven games or whatever they got left.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks, dude.
Yes, sir. Right.
Dude, I think. When I talk about the goodwill DQ has acquired from last year, I think you really got to wonder what a 5-12 does to it.
People gonna be pissed at a 5-12, but like,
I'm not worried about people. I'm talking about the suite.
I don't think the suite's gonna be. I don't think the suite is like we are. That's what I don't think.
I think
Josh is way smarter than the average fan is, that just go up and down roller coaster ride mindsets.
I agree. And if you look at how he's built things, especially in Philly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, they've been patient. One thought I had, though, and I don't know that this will prove fruition, right? There's a lot of people in that ownership group, which means there's going to be a lot of opinions. Now, Josh is the ultimate arbiter of things, but like, a lot of people are going to have some thoughts. And I think the more people you have giving thoughts, having.
But see, that's the thing about it. When you got a group that big, some people are just putting in money to get a payback. Everybody that put in money don't have a say. That's the difference. So you got, 19 people, I think it is? I guarantee you, probably the top 5 to 7 may have votes and opinions.
Sure.
The rest of them just waiting for that paycheck to come, which they know coming. Because already when they look at it, they've already made money.
Totally. Where are we going? Ethan is in Annapolis. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, guys, just real quick, I would say it's 75% players and 25% coaching. I have a hard time putting a lot on the coaches when you have former players, former coordinators, former head coaches on staff. I think they have a very good coaching staff. I think this just goes back to talent. They've been dog walked by the Packers. Atlanta, and if Caleb Williams could see the field, the Bears put up 40 on us. And to you add those games into what we've witnessed for the last 16 quarters, and it goes beyond being bad. I mean, they don't even look like a professional football team out there right now. And one good half of football against Kansas City just doesn't cut it for me. They have serious voids of talent on defense. I don't understand what the problem is, though, with as regards to the scheme or the people calling that out, because these guys have been playing ball since Pop Warner. But I know I did hear years ago that there was a quarterback here in Washington named Heath Shuler that was so dumb that B. Mitch had to call the plays for him in the huddle. I don't know if that was true. So,
wow.
Anyways, yeah, I don't know, guys. I think it's more talent issue. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and get mad at Adam Peters a ton, because when Nick Saban comes out and says that Mikey Sanders still pound for pound was the best player in the draft, I believe Nick Saban, okay? I don't know what Johnny Newton's issue is, but Doc calls him a dog. He's more like a poodle or a chihuahua. Ain't no Great Dane, you know? So, and I think the right tackle, he's going to be okay, and they just got to keep building to it. But they got some major issue areas to address on defense, and I think effort is one of them. I don't think these guys, I think some of them have quit. So that's my take.
All right, man.
Appreciate the call, dude.
Good call there.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know. I have a tough time questioning effort at any level in pro football, because everybody knows the next check isn't guaranteed. Like, if there's effort issues, I think coaches notice that, and I think that gets your ass put on the bench and maybe cut.
Mm-hmm.
But they are getting their ass kicked. So,
yeah,
I'm not being dismissive of people questioning that. I've done this job for a while now, and one of the people I learned a lot from was Tariq El-Bashir. Mm-hmm. And Tariq, early in my career, is like, never question pro athletes' effort. Like, you have no idea what they're doing out there. But the results are so poor.
Sometimes when you look at games, though, you can see
on
one team, one side maybe giving a little bit more, and every guy is out there working and practicing. I just think, listen, man, I think the way that practices are set up, if you are behind at the beginning, you're gonna be behind at the end. I think some of these coaches take advantage and still push the limit in practice, and they get it in the games. Other people live by the law of what they say, and that hurts you in the long run.
I do wonder, and we wondered it in real time. Training camp was incredibly light. It was a light camp, and you got a lot of veterans, and you want to take care of them. And I think losing that joint scrimmage with the Ravens hurt them. But, like, the tone was set in July. We're taking care of our players first. And then you wonder what that tone set, what that tone meant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything, but, like, that was a light camp, period.
Yeah.
And then,
but see, like, Jay, when you hear me talk about it, I don't just say this stuff, and I'm not the one that get off of my yarn type guy, my lawn type guy, but I know what I had to do to be at the level. Like, when I walked in here, I'm from Southwest Louisiana, and these other dudes from Notre Dame, this, that, and the other, I had to outwork them. And I say this, and I think people think sometimes I'm just like pumping, just shooting the breeze. No, I pushed myself to a limit to where I knew when I got on the damn football field, I'll play four quarters full speed just like that. A lot of times I wonder if God, because, you know, like your kids, if you set a tone for your kids early on, they're going to live up to what you set. But if you just allow them to do whatever, and then you keep giving them choices, they're going to choose the easiest route. I think in pro football, little league, all this, you give people enough opportunities, enough choices, they will choose the easiest route to get to where they want to go. Not the toughest route, the easiest route.
No easy route on this program. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan and Team 980. You're watching on the YouTube stream at the 106.7 The Fan page, and you're watching on Monumental Sports Network. Wherever you are, don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.